Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what it do?
Oi.
What's up? Good Tuesday. How's everybody doing? There's Schultzy over there. There's Big Zook.
Mariner headband yet again.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, we think Luke and I were talking about Schultzy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I hope it's a good thing.
Yeah, that didn't sound necessarily like the most positive thing in the world.
Yeah,
but
you're scaring me, brother.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm interested to see where this is going. Let's take this Hardy Boys mystery together.
Well, he claimed you only have one headband.
Yes, it is watched every 2 days, but yes.
Every 2 days? Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, that answers our question.
Yeah, that's gross. No, you got to throw it in.
Maybe you had more than one headband. I was a little surprised.
I thought too that there would be
there
as much
one.
As you wear the headband, I would assume that there was more headband.
So, my wife and I found this one on opening day this season, and God, I don't know how many times I went back, but I saw it on the rack each time. I'm pissed that I didn't grab like three more because during the playoffs, I think Naylor took them all because they're all gone. So I can't even find them online. $24.99.
All right. Under $25.
$25 for
under $25.
Now, I'm not in the spandex headband game. I have some when I wear my little bikey helmet. But
yeah.
Those I buy on Amazon, and they're
cute.
Like, well, I when you don't have hair, see, this is something that you don't understand because you're not a follically challenged man. But when you have no hair, the sweat gets really bad because it just goes. So I have headbands like that, but I bought mine on Amazon, and I think they're like, you get 20 for about $4. I think someone in like China just took like a dry fit shirt and cut it into like 17 of them. But $25 for a headband, man, it's nice to be Jordan Schultz. He's out there making that Schultzy money.
Well, plus 20% off. I go on the days that there are discounts,
yeah,
sir.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you gotta
and in
up.
Fairness, he only has one. Like, yeah. He didn't buy a bunch.
No, I was surprised. I would have guessed. Now, I guess I don't pay attention every day to the headband. I just see a headband. I thought that there was a drawer full of headband. I thought there was a headband drawer.
Now, there will be.
Here's
there
an
will
interesting
be.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you think that if you were able to parse out your water bill on the every 2 day laundry, that it would be cheaper to just buy a bunch of new ones?
No.
You don't?
No.
Water's expensive, man.
You're not
it
wrong.
Is.
But we also just do laundry in general. Like, my wife and I wear a lot of clothes, man. Like,
that's true. It's not just one thing you're washing.
Yeah, if I just threw this into our big ass washer, that's dumb. But I'm not. So it is with other stuff. But trust me, I will get Blazers headbands. There's just regular teal headbands. There's a duck headband I saw online. I want them all, baby.
Luke made a good point. He said, you know, because he was asking, he goes, how much Mariner gear does Schultzy have?
And the answer to that is a lot.
Yeah, and I said we've talked about this with him before, and it's, you know, he said 30 or 40 pieces or something. Mm-hmm. And Luke said, you know, my problem with it is none of it is like distinct enough to separate from the other. So in other words, every time you see, so I just want to, like, if you don't know Schultzy, which you probably don't, mm-hmm. when you see Schultzy, he's always in, like, every day he's in Mariner gear.
Yeah.
And none of it looks different. So it's really hard to tell how many pieces he has because you don't really take stock.
Now, I will say that during the playoff run, I did pay attention. And I noticed for like 6 days in a row that outside of the headband, which naively I thought was multiple headbands, the hats were different, the shirts were different. I even asked once. I was like, is that different? He's like, yeah. So I can confirm that
see,
while it may
close.
Look the same, well, I didn't either, but like the sixth day in a row during the playoffs, I did start to pay attention because it kind of blew me away.
I've never seen someone with this much gear of one team and wear it constantly.
Yeah.
So I had to confirm.
Does support the team.
Yeah, if I'm going to go buy it, I've got to wear it. It can't just hang in my closet. Now,
well, a lot to buy. I mean, I own like one sports shirt.
If I had a jersey on every day, please clown me. Make fun of me. But like, these are clothes that like I feel comfortable in the studio wearing. So.
There is no clowning here, Schultzy.
We're just trying to understand.
I got you.
We're trying to get inside and noodle around in the world.
Now, are the Mariner panties shorts. Lace?
I don't. So I did buy my wife a pair of Mariner panties. They are not lace.
All right.
Because they do exist. And on the chat on the YouTube, I think Dan asking if I have Mariner's undies. Yes, I have those as well.
Wow. I'm more.
It's hot.
I don't want to go down that road, but now I just.
Baseball porn.
Hmm. Is there, do you role play when she wears it?
Like, no.
That's what
do you call her Julio or how does that?
She calls me Julio, bro. No,
I don't know. Just
it's not happening Mariner. Either direction.
Well, anyway,
I've often wondered.
Just jumped the shark.
I know.
Well, I have because I have wondered like when you see a team store or like when you go to a concert, like there's Metallica panties. Like when you go see a show and I always think to myself, who buys those?
That's so on brand.
And
though.
Now the answer is Schultz. I didn't.
I think a lot of people would buy Metallica panties.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people rock, you know, the rock type people.
Yeah, really?
You know.
Well, I've been to like 50 shows. I've never seen anyone buy. And believe me, I look. When I'm up there and you're at the merch tent, I'm like, is anyone buying the panties? I've never seen the panties bought.
See, here's
I've
my
never
thing.
Encountered someone wearing sports panties.
I think that rock. Okay, so I feel like sports panties would be just for an occasion.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a special occasion. Like, for Schultz's birthday, his wife is like, I'm going to put on a little something special tonight.
Well, and
fella.
For the playoffs, let's go.
Yeah, if he takes her up to a play, maybe she drops her, puts her panties on. For rock people,
oh god,
I feel like rock type people, like Metallica type people.
Yeah.
I say type. I mean, you know what I mean. Like the people, just the rock,
sure.
Rock and roll type people.
Ow!
I feel like to look rock and roll all the time, even when they're getting out of the shower, even when they're
panties,
like
so.
They need to look. It's a lifestyle. Oh. It's not just it's just at the show.
Like when you're picking out your rock jewelry off of your ring tree, and then you're like, which Metallica?
I think that's right.
And then one day you're wearing the Iron Maiden panties, and then like some Pantera. Yeah. Like you go
I think that's
through.
Right. Like you never. Yeah, it's a whole.
Huh.
It's a whole thing. Like, it's not just one piece.
Yeah,
so you have to have the whole ensemble, which therefore leads me, I'm thinking the Metallica panties
more
are
more common than the sport panty.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
I would think so, but I don't know.
I've never encountered them in the wild. I don't know what I would do. Like, if you met a lady and you were having yourself a moment, it was the first time and you're like, whoa. I'm not sure which would be weirder, encountering a pair of Metallica panties or a pair of Mariner panties. I think either way, I'd be a little surprised.
Well, if it was like the first time my wife and I were hanging out and all of a sudden, you know, oh, stuff's happening and hey, these are Mariner panties. It's like, you are the woman of my dreams. Let's get married right now.
Drop a rock on it right on the
right there.
Well, I think you and I both lack that like obsessive, I don't know, sports gene. Like we don't.
Yeah, sports are cool.
We're both sports fans.
Cool.
And we have our diehard teams, but yeah, we don't. I whatever Schultz has in the DNA, whatever chromosome ended up too big, too small, missing, added, whatever that is.
I think added.
I don't have it, and I don't think you do either.
No.
No.
But?
No.
It's probably my broken childhood. I don't know. Just looking for comfort in something.
But now I'm kind of looking. I kind of want to buy Schultz a Mariner headband now.
I appreciate that.
I kind of want to buy him one of the Tupac ones that tie in front. Would you wear that if I bought it?
No.
Because I see it right here, and quite frankly, I want to see you in it.
I would look horrible in that.
I think it would be amazing,
no,
quite frankly.
You know
what I'm talking about? When when you do the gangster rap style and you turn it around, you tight in front?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah, please, Jolts. I got one right here, Mariner pinup, as they call it, and I think it can go either way. It's $14.90, and if you wear it, I'm clicking on it right now, and if you're willing to wear that that way.
Bro, I don't want the ties. Sorry. It's got to be just the thing.
Well, we were hoping Suk would bring back the bandana.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah, the red bandana.
But he refuses.
You
should see me when I'm out raking the leaves like a white dad every weekend.
You bandana?
I Tupac.
Do you?
Yeah, dude.
Take one of your wives to turn it around. Get out there.
You know.
Get her done.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. I do have a couple of the bandanas. I will try to remember that for tomorrow to bring back the bandana. And then mine are all tied. I do not have the fancy bandana. I just have the old school bastard, like red, like I'm gonna I could become a hobo. I could have some hastily packed hobo snacks, put that in a bindle, hit a boxcar and you know, go meet Grapefruit Joe for some fun on the rails.
Yeah, those old bandanas, like particularly the red and blue ones.
Yeah,
you know, with the weird pattern, like just symbols.
I think
on
it's
them.
Paisley, is it not?
Is it?
I think so. I think it's Paisley-esque.
Those were widely available. Yes. I don't know. That may have just been Kansas.
I think they're like 99 cents.
Yeah,
they still are. You find them like if you go to like a truck stop.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They used to be everywhere. They're not anymore. I never see them anymore.
You know, you get those at the Eagle.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you're going to tell us all about it.
I'm just saying, if you're interested in bandanas, any color you want.
Look, here's what I'm saying. The old hanky, you remember when Granddad used to blow his nose in a...
Gotta have the hanky.
In a hanky.
Like, rest in peace, Papa. Yes, he did.
I feel like that was really gross.
Oh, yeah.
You stuff know, it back in the pocket.
Because how often would you wash it? Yeah, like you just stuff it back in your pocket.
My grandma washed them, and I watched her iron those damn things for years.
But how often, but how many snots are you throwing into there before you, you know? Like I just felt...
It's weird.
I didn't like that.
Why not just bring some Kleenex with you and then...
Right. You know. I guess maybe Kleenex back in the day was too
expensive.
Yeah,
it was too expensive. Yeah, Newell K. Brown, the healthiest boy in Utah, my grandfather, he was in a shocking development. He was a handkerchief man, but they weren't real handkerchiefs. He just took like old clothes and would cut them up.
Yeah. And you can do that too.
Yeah. And he just would, it would happen. But yeah, I don't.
Resourceful.
And he would just shove them back in there. And I always thought that's disgusting.
Yeah. It's odd.
I think it's a generational thing.
I think so too.
I don't think the handkerchief means.
It's how they were taught.
Yeah.
But the handkerchief you don't see.
No.
And you don't see the blue and red bandanas. Like it's all.
No.
It's all gone.
Well, now this has turned into, this is, I think Bryce Harper kind of brought this back. And now it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
The baseball players, like, they're all wearing them. Some of the NFL guys have them now.
Are they?
It's become a thing.
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys are wearing them.
A lot of baseball guys now have.
A lot of people.
A lot of people wearing this spandexy, what have you.
Yeah. Like, it is. It's a headband, but it's not like the traditional sweatband from NBA players from, what, 20 years ago?
No, that I enjoy. I like when someone goes with the old school, like, red, white, and blue, like the old ABA Dr. J headband. That's a great look. The Alex Caruso, if you will.
Those are sweet. We should bring those back, too.
Yeah.
God, I miss the Blazers wearing those red ones. Sheed and Dan back
throw
in the day.
Throw some old school wristbands on there, maybe some knee pads, get out there, start slapping the floor.
All right, well, we have a big show today, guys.
Really big show.
We've got a NFL trade deadline, apparently.
And a lot happening.
A lot!
Yeah.
It was historic.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, I think you're seeing more and more young GMs that are willing to kind of go down the road of the Rams and the Eagles and... shove some chips in the middle. I like it.
We get the college football playoff rankings today.
Yep. Is that at 4?
I think it's usually at 4.
Yeah, it's in between. They usually do it in between the basketball games, right?
I don't know. It's usually at 4.
I don't know. I got to call you back. Got a guy on the other line about some white walls.
But now that you say that, you might be right.
Yeah, I think they always did it in between the games.
Well, we don't have a second game, a big game tonight. We have Duke, Texas.
There's not another one?
I didn't see another one on the skid.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I guess we'll find out together.
We will. We'll go on this journey together.
Live on the air. And yet another coach in college bites the dust. Those are some of the things we need to get to. We're going to start with the NFL trade deadline. It was historic. Came and went today at 1 o'clock. We'll start there next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, the NFL trade deadline was today, and according to Tom Pelissero, there were 10 trades. Mm-hmm. Some of them we already knew about.
And some of them had gone down before that, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Some of them we already knew about. Yeah. But I'll just go through them here. Miami, we knew this one. Jalen Phillips goes to Philly.
I really like what Philadelphia did. I just think Philadelphia runs their roster better than anyone in football.
So they traded a third to Miami and got Jalen Phillips because, you know, the Eagles are in a window and they, I don't know, they're just like, all right, well, we need to fill this hole and that hole. And
well, and
they do it well.
And you've got a guy who's young. I think he's only 26. Now he's got injury problems. But when he's healthy, and Philadelphia is not going to, Philadelphia won't make him play 60 snaps a game. And so he can be a guy that fills a role for them. And you've seen their defense at times, especially when Jalen Carter's out, the defense can be had. And at times they've been so thin that Jordan Davis has to play on pass rushing downs. So what you do is you have a very long athletic player on the outside that they don't necessarily have. Remember, they even had to bring back Brandon Graham. So you get a guy that can be a third down pass rushing specialist, run more of your NASCAR package, get Davis off the field, line him up, and 25 times, 20 times a game, you're going to say, dude, go get the quarterback. And he's young enough that if he stays healthy, you've got a player that may, you know, feature long term. And if not, he's a just a bit piece that Philadelphia constantly rotates in. And I just love the way that the Eagles and Howie Roseman always get multiple bites at the apple, and they're always tweaking. They're never just saying, hey, our roster's fine. They're always looking for little ways to improve. And I think this is one of those small deals that you may not think much of, But watching the postseason, he's going to come up because it's Philadelphia. He'll make a big play or two, and you'll be like, that damn Eagles, they did it again.
Yeah, in the division, I feel like it's quite the juxtaposition with what the Eagles do and how they trade.
Yeah.
And then what the Cowboys do and how they trade.
Well, and then the other one, too, is the Eagles have two very good corners, right? In Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, but they want Cooper DeJean to play more in the nickel. They feel better about that. So what do? They go out and get two more corners. One, Jair Alexander is just the definition of a flyer because he's kind of washed. But then you go out and get Michael Carter, too. And again, multiple bites at the apple. You're getting veteran guys that you think they can fit into the roles that Philadelphia wants them, and they're not going to ask them to be star players. I just always like what Philadelphia does.
Well, the Cowboys need corners, and of course they didn't. They need anybody that can play DB, but they didn't get any of those today. They did.
Corners and O-linemen are always hard to get because you can never have enough of them.
They did trade. So Cowboys did trade for Logan Wilson, the linebacker from the Bengals.
Whatever.
They gave up a seventh, and then they also traded a first, a second, and Mozzie Smith, the defensive tackle for Michigan, who has been a bust.
Yeah.
To the Jets for Quinnen Williams.
I can't tell you how much I hate this if I'm a Cowboy fan.
Why is that? So it sounds like Jerry was going to trade Micah, or he was trying to trade Micah for Quinnen Williams in the offseason.
Yeah.
So he's now circled back to Quinnen Williams and in a weird way made the trade.
Yeah. And yet just keep Micah Parsons. Like, your defense is warmed over dog blank. It's the outside of Cincinnati, it's the worst defense in the NFL.
Isn't this for next year, though?
Yeah, but
I mean, they're not playing for this year.
But then why didn't you do it next year? Why didn't you do it in the offseason?
Well, because they just lost last night. Jerry needs some positive momentum.
That's my point. It's like everything they do in a bubble, you can kind of make an argument for, but they do it in the worst possible way. They always wait too long to sign people. They always make trades when it means nothing. Like, you're going nowhere fast. And Quinnen Williams is a really good player. Now, he's going to be on the wrong side of the age bracket by the time Dallas does anything. But he's a nice player. But he's not Micah Parsons. And Logan Wilson got benched on the worst defense in the NFL. And granted...
Well, are we going to have this argument now?
I'll tell you right now.
Is Cincinnati's defense worse than Dallas's?
I think it is.
I don't know, man.
But it's...
I'm going to look at the stats.
It's 50-50.
It's really close.
So whatever. Like, the Cowboys linebackers suck. And so you got a guy that's a pro, and he's fine. He's the definition of average.
What's your favorite defensive metric?
I'm a big points per game.
Points per game. Okay.
Points per game.
Let me look.
I mean, yes, yards and all that matters, but and your offense can put you in a hole. But at the end of the day, just how many points do you give?
Scoring defense.
They're so bad.
The worst defense in the league is?
Is it Dallas?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, but it's close, right?
Cincinnati is giving up 33.3 points per game. The Dallas Cowboys, 31st, at 30.8.
So I said, it's flip a coin.
Points per game. Thank
you. So you just, there's no one in the NFL would look at what Dallas just did and say, what they did is better than just having Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is probably one of the three transcendent defensive players in the NFL. He is a guy that can take a bad defense and make them serviceable. And Quinnen Williams, while good, he's not the player he was a couple years ago. If you look at his stats, the win rate and the way he's rushing the passer, not what he once was, still an elite run defender. There we go back to Jerry being like, we need to stop the run. No, Jerry, you need to just overhaul your defense. And bringing him in at this point to do what? Dallas can't be giving away capital. And they gave away a first and a second to go get a guy that is not going to make a major impact on your defense in any meaningful way over the next 2 years. It just, and by the way, he's not super cheap. He's older than Micah Parsons. Getting Quinnen Williams is not bad. Getting him now and what you gave up, I just, other than what you said, needing positive headlines, I don't know what Dallas is thinking when they go about not necessarily who they get, but how they acquire them and how they decide to pay and build their roster.
I think the problem is they don't know either.
It's there.
And that's my whole point is the Eagles, check, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Cowboys, same division, check, that is not how you do it.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't be any more diabolically opposite in terms of how they're
making moves. If you wanted your defense better, you could have had your defense better when it still mattered, when your offense was cooking and you weren't 3-5-1 simply by signing Micah Parsons a year and a half ago to a deal that would have saved you about $8 to $10 million off of what you eventually, well, I guess what Green Bay would have paid.
Jerry's got big oil deals he's working on. He can't be bothered with this.
He's busy
piddly
talking
stuff.
To Stephen A. Smith in his pink shirt.
So the Titans traded Draymond Jones, linebacker, to the Ravens for a fifth.
Very Ravens-esque.
Yeah, he'll be good for the Ravens.
Big physical edge rusher. That's just
that's a good move.
That's what Baltimore does.
It's what Baltimore needed. Again, that's like Philly.
Yes,
like they just
they find
that's a
needs,
hole,
and they're not expensive, and that just it a team that appears maybe to be getting it together. That's fine. That's Baltimore.
So the Jags traded a fourth and a sixth for wide receiver Jacoby Myers from the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, Jacksonville has spent a lot of resources on a receiving corps that isn't very good. I would just like to point that out. They're determined to throw everything they can at finding receivers, and they haven't really found receivers. They thought they had one in BTJ last year, and now this year it's like
BTJ.
Yeah,
your lady.
Hey, she's out there playing in the slot, man. She gets out there and gets it done. Remember, my gal
with her football panties on.
My gal was the original BTJ, and that of the teams that I would be most disturbed by, I feel like pulling off some knickers and seeing Jacksonville Jaguar panties, that would be alarming. Just that prowler cat coming at you.
It would just be very Florida.
Yeah. I've been to Jacksonville, and I'm, you know, no.
That is a city that I've never been to, and I don't think I ever will go.
You don't need to.
Yeah. It's, why would I go there?
No, you're fine.
Except for maybe the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
That's true.
But I just missed that.
Yeah.
Although my brother went one year, and he said that was the most attractive women in one place
just
he has ever seen in one zip code.
Then I stand corrected.
He has ever seen.
Because I've been to Jacksonville twice, once to play in college and once to play in the NFL. And I can assure you at no point did I think to myself, hey, I should come back to Jacksonville.
Joe Tryon, defensive end, a Husky, I believe, right?
Yeah.
He goes from Cleveland to Chicago. They swap a sixth and a seventh.
Chicago had one of their pass rushers blow an Achilles. This is just depth piece, whatever. Need an edge rusher.
Sauce Gardner got traded by the Jets. He goes to the Colts.
Riskiest move of the
for two ones.
It is. That is a ballsy, ballsy move by the Indianapolis Colts. And by the way, I hate to say this because it's the Jets and Woody Johnson is an idiot. The Jets did a phenomenal job today. The Jets are going nowhere fast. They got out of a couple big deals that
they got 3 ones
that were not going to help them, and they got 3 ones and a two.
Yeah.
So the Jets, believe it or not, they are. If you wanted to say who are the winners, they're not winning jack S this year. But the trade deadline, the Jets won. If you would have told me that someone was going to give 2 ones for Sauce Gardner, I probably would have chuckled a little bit. But that's a great haul for them. And if you're Indy, if it works, it's worth the cost. That's a really, if you look at players that have been non-quarterbacks that have been traded for 2 ones, boy, that's this, I don't think this is Jamal Adams, but this is a really risky play that for a guy who his best work was his first 2 years in the league, and since then has been good, not great. He can't tackle. And some of that was he just miserable in New York? And he's an idiot on social media, not necessarily the best locker room guy. How much of that was you're great and you're bored and you suck and your team sucks? And now does this light a fire under his ass? Or is Sauce Gardner one of those guys that just, what did Trent Dilfer say? There's guys that love football and there's guys that love what football brings them. The question is, which one of those is Sauce Gardner?
Well, the Colt, I mean, I don't know what the definition of works is. You know, you said if it works, what is that? I mean, I don't know what that means.
I think
he's a good corner.
I think a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, I mean, well, like if he plays well and helps them.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a good team.
You don't do this unless you think
he
is the piece that puts you in a Super Bowl window.
Well, I think they think they're in a Super Bowl window.
Yeah.
They're way better than they thought.
They just showed you.
And their owner just died. So, you know, they're kind of like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know what that had to do with anything, but.
Well, I mean, you got new.
Yeah, new management.
New management.
Or upper. Well, you got new ownership.
New ownership.
It's the daughters,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And
by the way, I like what they got going on.
They love Sauce.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a.
You think they wear Colts panties?
Gosh. You think Sauce is going to wear some? You going to wear some cold panties?
You going to ask his girls to wear some of those?
Well, if you look at Indy, the one thing that they have, I think they're 26th against the pass, right? Their offense has been elite, and I know they just, you know, they ran it. They turned the ball over six times against Pittsburgh. You're not going to win turning the ball over six times. But
I called that.
Defense has been good. Offense has been phenomenal. They had one glaring problem, and that was in the pass defense. And this might be one of those. In order to get a corner, a really good one, you're probably overpaying. If you saw, two things don't get moved. Elite corners and good offensive linemen. Because again, in today's NFL, you need four corners and you need at least four good O-linemen, and there's not enough of them to go around. So you want Sauce, you're going to pay a premium for him, you got him, and now if you're Indy, this tells you that Indy does not think that their start is because of schedule or because of a fluke, and it also tells you that Daniel Jones is going to be the guy. He's going to get an extension. This is Indy going forward.
Couple other trades here on deadline day. The Seahawks got a guy with a really cool name, Rashid Shaheed.
Love this.
Wide receiver.
Love it.
So they gave up a fourth and a fifth for him.
Love this move.
He was in New Orleans.
With Kubiak. And even if he's a rental, the one thing, if you're going to look at Seattle, Seattle runs a lot of basically the Kubiak system, right? Run, play action, muddle everything up in the middle, and only one or two guys out in routes. And that has worked brilliantly so far. But they still aren't a great running football team. And when they play better teams, and let's be honest, the Seahawks haven't really played great teams. This, the Saints got exposed with this last year. Teams are going to be able to muddle this up. And you are going to need someone to press this defense. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a top four receiver right now in the league. Teams are going to be rolling coverage that way. And they don't really have anyone else that is a real scary threat. And what he is going to do is you can just play him on the other side, and he's just going to run straight. And he will force defenses to at least respect that. So I don't know if you're going to see huge like dividends right away. But I think down the road, when you play better defenses, when teams are going to be able to scheme against Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I think this is going to hopefully eliminate some of the Sam Darnold ghosts from last year when people started really game planning it and forcing Sam to do some difficult things. I really like this move for Seattle.
And then two other trades. Trevor Penning, the guard, offensive guard from the Saints, goes to the Chargers. So they get a little... Oh, he sucks?
He is.
Why'd they trade for him then?
Well, because
get a little help on the O-line. I was thinking, good little move.
The Chargers have no offensive linemen.
Damn
and
it.
There's no offensive linemen available. Penning has been really bad in New Orleans. He was one of the worst tackles in the league. They moved him into guard, and now he's just kind of a crappy guard, but he's not the worst guard. But I'm assuming the Chargers, with no tackles, are bringing him in to be a tackle. And if that's the case, I guess he's better than what the Chargers have. But I don't think Justin Herbert is looking at this today being like, yeah, he's not good.
Well, the Seahawks, you know, they could use some offensive line.
Yes, they're just not.
It's just not,
they're
available.
Just not available.
Yeah, they're not.
No one is willing to give up offensive line help. I would have loved it if the Seahawks would have gone and got a guard, but they're just not.
And then the Chargers traded Jasir Taylor, DB, to the Jets.
Yeah.
For a seventh. I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
I don't. That's beyond my.
All right, fellas.
Beyond my scope.
That is your NFL trade deadline rundown here on The Fan. How about that? That's every damn trade that was made today.
Yeah, that was.
Pretty cool.
That was like rapid fire.
Rashid Shaheed. Is that right?
Shaheed.
Rashid Shaheed.
It's a fun name.
What's his name?
Shaheed. Rashid Shaheed.
Shaheed.
Rashid Shaheed.
There you go.
Love that guy.
You're going to make me say it wrong in my update.
Shaheed Rashid.
I think Seahawks fans are going to... I think this is going to be one the Seahawks fans are really going to like. There will be some big plays between him and Darnold, and it will loosen up some of the coverage.
Yet another college coach bites the dust. We'll get to that next. Here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we're patiently waiting for the college football playoff rankings coming out at some point. I don't know. But I'm watching it. I turned it on NBA.com.
I love your attention to detail. Oh, we're way there.
Well, they'll come out. We'll figure it out. NBA Today.
Yeah.
Did I say NBA.com? I'm watching NBA Today.
Okay.
I turned it on there because I've been flipping around for things to watch, and there's just nothing.
Utah Mammoth versus the Buffalo Sabres.
The women's college basketball game is on. Mm-hmm. But UConn is kicking the crap out of Louisville, so, you know, I mean.
You're like, whatever.
It's not close.
Yeah.
So I turned it on NBA Today.
Okay.
On what appears to be NBA TV.
I was not familiar that there was a show called NBA Today.
Let me tell you something.
I cannot
consume. Do you want to know what they're doing? I'm going to tell you. I had to bring it to the program.
You are about to. I have no idea what you're about to say, but you are about to highlight, I guarantee it, why I do not consume NBA coverage.
Oh, I don't know.
Continue.
They are taking phone calls. There's a split screen.
What?
Yeah, there's a split screen with two guys. I don't know who they are. One may be a former player, but I don't recognize him. And then the host guy, and they're in different cities, clearly, and they have really bad backdrops. Yeah. And, well, I've since turned it. Would you like to see it? See, you're interested.
I'm good.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I got Hockey Night in Utah on right now.
NBA Today, and they're taking calls. 1-888, I don't know, get bent. I don't know. But, oh, my God, how on earth does that get a rating?
There's a lot of sports coverage.
Should we call in?
I kind of want to now.
What would you say?
Let's talk about how
does Neil Smith Jr. drop 30 on the Blazers?
First, can I also make an admission?
And who is that?
Thank you. Am I the only one? I got home last night, right? And then we eat dinner, and then I'm flipping over, and I'm like, oh, Blazers. So I flip over to the Blazers. And at least three different times, I asked out loud, who the F is this guy? Because earlier in the year, we had the white kid, number 12, that Anthony Edwards is like, who the hell is that guy? Neil Smith Jr.? What? The only Neil Smith I know is the NFL defensive lineman.
Nick Smith.
Nick Smith.
Sorry.
Even worse.
And he only had 25.
Like, who is that guy?
Well, number 12 at 11 points, Jake LaRavia or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah. He starts.
Right now he does.
If you want to include LeBron in that, because he was out, there was basically, if we're going to assume LeBron is averaging 20 a night, and that's a safe assumption, right? LeBron's in there, he's averaging 20 a night. There was 91 points missing from the Lakers lineup last night, and somehow the Blazers lost.
You know what I've noticed? I don't like to bet a lot of NBA. The NBA is a very weird market to bet because
you never know who's gonna play.
Yeah, well, exactly. But the one thing that I've noticed is during the day, like, never bet the NBA early.
No,
because, like, for example, if you did yesterday, although you still would have won, this is gonna be my whole point.
Yeah,
but the Blazers were like 3-point favorites. Yeah. Okay, I saw that early and I was like,
I made the ugly assumption of, like, well, the Blazers are about to be 5-2. There's no one for the Lakers.
So they were 3-point favorites and Luka was back and Austin Reeves has been playing great. Well, then I don't know, it's like 4 o'clock. They said, or maybe 3 o'clock, they said, no Luka, no
Austin Reeves.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Line went to 8.5. But what I was gonna tell you is, I gotta tell you, dude, I follow this stuff. I don't bet a lot of it, but I like to kind of just follow it.
Mm-hmm.
It is uncanny how often guys get pulled from the lineup and the line plummets,
mm-hmm.
and the other team that pulled their players still wins. It happens all the time.
Really?
Yes. Keep an eye on it.
Hmm.
Giannis is sitting. No one will play for Milwaukee. Milwaukee by 10.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I honestly was, I have watched, seven games now.
Oh, there you go. You want to see them taking calls on,
my God,
Justin Termine and Eddie Johnson taking calls.
Old EJ.
Give him a call. 1-888 get bent.
EJ is a giant red ass. He he talks S to people like on Twitter. He does some like the Phoenix pre post game stuff.
Maybe he's getting ratings.
Dude, that dude's an angry guy. Back to my original point.
Anyway,
there is no worse coverage in any sport than the NBA. No one does a worse job, minus the TNT guys, which are now ESPN guys. The coverage of that sport is warmed over garbage. But I have watched, I think the Blazers played 7 games. I have seen good hunks of 5 of them. I just, that's one of those that the NBA just doesn't make any sense.
I know,
to me.
It's weird.
There's just, the Lakers had no business winning that game. And not just winning that game, but just being better than the Portland Trailblazers. And one of these days, like, I know the big tariff got everyone excited for like 2 months, but that's a DNP. Can we understand the fact that the Blazers don't have a center at this point, and we should probably find one? No offense to Robert Williams.
We're 7 games in, and you're already saying this?
Well, Donovan Clingan only played 18 minutes, his max is 26.
They go to that small lineup, which is fun at times, but you're getting worked by DeAndre Ayton.
29 points.
I love it when that guy decides to be good. He can literally decide to be good whenever he wants to. He's just lazy and doesn't want to.
That was the revenge game.
That was the revenge game.
I mean, the Lakers, they had Marcus Smart out there. They have Ayton. They had, you know, Hachimura.
Jake LaRavia.
Guys,
whatever the hell.
It's
that
a bunch
is.
Of veterans. Look, well, here's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of like the NFL in a way that, you know, the league, there's enough professional players on these teams that they can beat you any given night. It's much like the Saints are terrible.
Yes.
But if you overlook the Saints, they could beat you. Yeah. You know, it's like that. Like the talent, yes, the stars aren't playing, but the talent gap doesn't drop so much. I think that, as a matter of fact, I think I'm talking myself into now betting the teams that rest starters because the market overcorrects on it.
Can I enlighten you guys really quick? The Blazers shot 22% from three-point land last night.
Just
okay,
dreadful.
That is why they lost.
They need a center and they need to shoot.
Yes.
They can't do anything right. This team sucks.
And more importantly, Bronny James played 19 minutes.
I was going to ask, did you like his defensive intent?
He actually had a couple assists.
Yeah, dude, he's good, bro.
Stop it.
He's his dad, pretty much.
Stop it.
Defensive intensity, Bronny James.
He went 2 of 11. I love how last night, by the way, hand to God, there are people, including our morning show, that were trying to say that Bronny James looked like he went 2 of 11.
He went 1 of 4.
2 of 11.
What?
He was 1 of 4.
Yeah. That, Tumani Kamara went 3 of 11 from 3.
Oh, that's, sorry. I was looking fine. At the... Sorry, that was the combined.
Yeah, he only shoots 4 times.
He only shoots 4 times.
They don't let him shoot that much.
Yeah, he's like, I ain't shooting. Bringing my defensive intensity to the table. What were you going to say, even though your facts are incorrect?
On the season, he is shooting now a robust 18% from the field. 18%! Can we stop?
So what? Why do you always go to that? Dude, you ignore the defensive... Okay, he's not the best scorer. We know that. He's basically an MVP otherwise.
I can't believe the Blazers lost to that squad. They lost to a team that had to deploy 20 minutes of Bronny James, and they lost.
Nick Smith.
Man.
Junior. Do we know who Nick Smith Senior is? Was he...
I have no idea.
Was he a ball player?
I don't even know. No idea. That's just one of those. Okay. That's the Cleveland Indians major league. Who the F are these
guys? So we don't talk a lot of Blazers here. They derailed us there. Will you just admit that they're not that good?
Look,
just admit it.
I thought.
Just let's get it out of the way right now.
I'm not ready to admit it.
They're like play-in, maybe six seed.
Hey.
At best. They're one and done in the playoffs.
I had them 41-41 and we're right.
Sell the team. Just yesterday you said, oh, they're pretty good. They're definitely in the playoffs, man. They lost to Nick Smith Jr. and Bronny James.
Hey, you just got done the defensive intensity that those two are bringing to the table.
They're going to finish eighth and they're going to get absolutely boat raced by the Thunder in the first round. You know it's going to happen.
No, I'm looking up.
And it's the worst thing that can happen because what you want is a lottery pick.
No,
Why do we do this every year?
Hey, Nick Smith Jr. balled at Arkansas. How dare you?
Why can't you guys see it? You know what, Schultzy?
I'm choosing to be positive. I'm
tired of this crap. Sell the team. Oh, wait, they are.
He played for the Good. Greensboro Swarm last year.
All right, well, that we got to know where they're
at. There is our Blazer. There is our Blazer.
Oh,
you're
segment. With me.
I'm with you. Yeah, well, yeah, they suck.
Sell the team.
They don't suck.
They're okay.
No, they don't suck.
They
but
play
they're,
hard.
They're, you know, again, they're.
That was one of those.
They're in between the 7 seed
and
the kind of play out.
That was one of those last night that maybe was a bit of a reality check for me. I was like, ah. Right when I get done being like,
how many effing times in the last 5 years have you gotten a boner for the Blazers in the first 5 games?
Utah game. I was like, hey, they play hard. It's fun. It's entertaining. And then I get Nick or Neil or whatever the hell Smith Jr. and Bronny James. I'm like, God damn it. I knew, by the way, that was going to get brought up today and that Rob was going to go right back to the you've been fooled again. I'm like Charlie Brown.
Well, you're
that
fooling
football.
Yourselves.
I
They're not
be
fooling.
Positive.
They're not fooling you. You're fooling yourself. You're falling for it.
I know. It's like Arizona State.
Bro.
It's a
Idiots.
Bad relationship.
Oh, sorry. It was 188 NBA jump.
That's the
give them a call.
Call that right now. I want to see 1-800 NBA
888
jump.
888 NBA jump, I think, is what it said.
All right, I'm gonna try this.
All right. Well, now back to real sports. Yet another college coach is fired. Next on the Fan. Suk did not get through to NBA today.
No.
It is 855 NBA jump.
Now, I will tell you.
Not 888 NBA jump.
I did qualify for a free medical alert device. The number that Rob had me call originally was some sort of number for seniors. And by clicking that I was over 50, I was a lucky caller because they did have important information about my free medical alert device.
Dude, those things are expensive. You should have got that.
If you dial that number.
They're like $300 at the old folks home.
No, they're free now.
You know, those are, and there's a huge, because if you fall.
Oh, yeah.
You know
and what?
No one's around.
We make fun of that ad, but if you live alone and you're a senior.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. My mom has fallen problems, and there's a couple times where she's fallen, can't get to the phone, and she's laid there for a while until someone can.
Oh, you remember the famous ad? When we were kids.
Yeah, fallen, I can't get
I've
up.
Fallen, and I can't get up.
Well, I think
That's
Apple.
A great ad.
I think Apple and smartwatches have kind of killed that industry. It is hanging by a thread.
Well, no, I can tell you, I am in the industry of seniors.
Of the
I
olds.
Can assure you
That's
that the Apple Watch is not something the olds are going to be able to handle.
No.
It has to be
a
it,
simple. Okay,
it's
press
a simple thing that they wear around their neck or maybe on their wrist. But it's just a button or a pull cord. That's it. That's the key.
It's all they can handle.
You don't know a lot about the olds if you think my mom's operating a smartwatch.
They aren't rummaging through the apps trying to find the app and then logging in to get, oh, I fell, but I got to log in first.
My mom wanted me to show her how to Google things at one point.
Google.
Yeah, she's cute. Like, she's like, yeah, I was trying to work the Google, and
I love that.
Yeah.
By the way, you said that 855 NBA Jump was busy. It's a very popular show.
I called four times, and all I got was the busy signal.
Very popular show.
I wanted to talk to Eddie Johnson about why the Blazers suck.
Either that or the producer's like, I ain't answering these. I'm taking everything off the hook. Anyway.
I got right through to that senior number, though. I'll tell you what. They picked up on that first ring.
Whose time are we wasting? No one's.
No one's.
Not as much as NBA Today. I'll tell you that. All right. Okay, so I think we get some college football playoff rankings, but we do
five
have...
5 o'clock, by the way.
Oh, 5. Okay. Five. So you were right. It's after the...
Yeah.
Or no, it's at halftime of the 4 o'clock game, the Texas-Duke game.
Yes, that's right. So we'll do for 5?
That'll be an hour away. So Hugh Freeze got turfed, and so now we have to look at another...
Did you see one of the reasons why Hugh Freeze got turfed?
Was he using the school's cell phone to call hookers?
Or? No, that's pretty fun.
That was his old job?
That was great. That was at Ole Miss. No, this wasn't the only reason.
Can we wait?
Yeah.
Until the next segment?
Yeah, you can wait till the next segment.
I mean, it's a pretty good tease. Yeah. Like, it's better than I have. I just was like, ah, we're going to talk about it.
Like, originally I thought this was just some sort of horse crap rumor, but it's not when you dig into it. This was one of the reasons that the upper brass used to fire
him. Is it too much golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes golf. Apparently he's pretty good.
Yeah, and that's a problem. It's a problem at Auburn.
It's a problem in SEC land. All right, we will get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.